the Texas Water Development Board is charged with helping the regional flood planning groups deliver the first sets of regional flood plans, of 15 regional flood plans, by January of 2023. These regional flood plans are to come together as Texas's first ever state flood plan, which is due to the legislature by September of 2024. The board designated on October 1st those initial regional flood planning group members. The regional flood planning group meetings are publicly posted. They are under the Texas Open Meeting Act. So the first set of meetings that happened were posted both on our website and also on the website of the Secretary of State. It's a twofold effort, reducing the risk of flooding that currently exists and also working towards preventing creation of new flood risk in the future.
This program is going to be the future of solutions for Texans, whether it's in Amarillo, whether it's in Houston, whether it's Rio Grande Valley, El Paso, it doesn't matter where you're at in Texas. This is an avenue that didn't exist a year ago to solve problems.
People in their region know their areas best.
The snow and ice problem that we have in the Panhandle is not prevalent in the Houston area. Those two things are not easily addressed by the same, or you would address them with resources that are unnecessary in Houston that are very necessary in Amarillo.
The city of San Antonio is in what we know as Flash Flood Alley. Our biggest threat from flooding is because of the velocities of the rain that falls on the top of our watershed and then comes down from the topography change.
Here in the lower Rio Grande Valley, things are flat. You're almost looking at a tabletop scenario. So it doesn't take much water to create or wreck havoc for us. In the hill country, it's a little different. In West Texas, obviously, they have different issues to contend with. So one size does not fit all.
One thing that's really important for flood planning is, as we all know, water is not going to stop at our jurisdictional boundaries. That's why the flood planning group does not look like water planning groups. They're not jurisdictional boundary-based. They're not county-based. They are river basin-based. They're watershed-based. This is where the water goes.
Water doesn't understand a political boundary or even a municipal city boundary, but they understand watershed boundaries. And so, for example, we've got 22 watersheds in Harris County. They all are different. They all respond differently when we get rainfall. And so they all require a custom fit approach to how we solve flooding within those 22 watersheds.
When we do comprehensive statewide flood planning process, we are encouraging collaboration between those upstream communities and downstream communities. What the upstream communities does impact the downstream communities, and sometimes actually vice versa. So this will allow that collaboration. This will allow that watershed-based planning, people talking to each other, making sure that we are not impacting our neighbors. There is still going to be flood risk, but if we prepare well, we hope that we will have less people in harm's way. We hope that we'll be planned and prepared in the future.